You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "You shall not murder," and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Matthew 5:21-22. Well, shoot. If murder and anger are on the same sin shelf, I'm guilty here too. Maybe according to some layers of this description, I'm okay, but the truth is I'm not. I know it, and I have a hunch that you're not okay either. While a large part of me feels tender and wants justice and peace for the innocent, I know at times there are murderously angry and vengeful feelings in my heart. I know that my scale of what is innocent and what is evil is incorrect. I know I've found another part of my heart that is worthy of God's anger, judgment, and hate. Let's draw a circle. I could keep going, friends, or we could stop here and throw our hands up. Thank God we've been girded with grace, wrapped tight in the breastplate of righteousness, or else we'd be falling all over ourselves in condemnation right now. I haven't drummed up these verses and truths to leave us stranded, but I have brought them up intentionally, and I want to make a point that I hope we can leave on the table for the rest of this book, maybe for the rest of our lives. When we talk about holiness, the only place to start is with ourselves. I think we have the freedom and the liberty to talk about other people's issues, but I'm going to explicitly discourage the women of God from looking to the left or the right where this issue is concerned for a few important reasons. First, we've got enough issues in our own personal heart space to take up our time. This is a basic Matthew 7 plank/sawdust issue. Don't spend time looking at the little specks of sin and stuff that God hates in the lives of people around you when you know that full-blown logs of ick you're walking around with. Just don't do it. Deal with your own brokenness and leave it to Jesus to deal with the rest. Second, humility is holy. I'm a big believer in focusing on doing the right thing more than obsessing over not doing the wrong thing. So if you need encouragement to deal with your own sin first, remember that humility is holy, and Jesus was our greatest example of this. He never sinned, yet he willingly took the blame for our sin. Philippians 2 encourages us to be like Christ. Consider others better than ourselves. Take humility all the way, so let's take it too far. Finally, I think that working on our own holiness and owning our own sin changes the world. We're going to dig into this for a large part of the rest of the book, but I'll cut to the chase and spell it out super clearly. Sitting at home and seething over the sin of other people doesn't help anyone. It frustrates you, and it doesn't show love to them, and I can't see how it draws you any closer to Jesus. When we sit quietly, get humble, look at our own hearts and repent, change, shift, and head out into our day ready to live differently and allow the Lord to make small daily transformations in our lives, the world gets changed. When we respond to the call of holiness by looking at our own lives, the world is changed and people are compelled to look to Him for answers about their holiness. So I'm going to ask that we draw a circle, friends, a small one, right around our own hearts, lives, mouths, and actions. I'm drawing one around myself, and I'm asking that you draw one around yourself too, and no one else. My prayer and hope is that every single word we read and every single thought and or conviction that the Holy Spirit stirs up in us is applied to us alone for the rest of this book and our conversation about holiness. Car wrecks of sin. Now, I know what you're thinking because I'm thinking it too. What about figurative car wrecks, you say? What about when you see a friend who is careening forward in unholy living, about to crash, about to hurt herself and others? Isn't it fair to scream, "You're about to wreck the car"? I'm talking about what happens when we see friends stepping into infidelity, making decisions that are going to physically harm others, are the kind of sin that has consequences that are going to impact the world in a grievous way. Whoosh, that's real. I've been the friend watching the figurative wreck unfold. I've watched my friend speed forward with a pulsating heart, scared to see what happens next. I've been